Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people.
There is nothing the political establishment will not do, no lie that they won't tell, to hold their prestige and power at your expense. I'm doing this for the people and for the movement, and we will take back this country for you, and we will make America great again.
What is up, fellow patriots? This is your friendly neighborhood patriot Hannah coming at you guys, and welcome back to the Red Patriot Show. So happy that you guys are watching this or listening to it. Love all you guys, new and returning listeners. You guys are awesome, obviously, since you found this channel, because I'm awesome. I'm kidding. Kind of. I'm a redhead, so. Red hair with blue eyes. I'm like, you know what, 0.17% of the population. So, I mean, come on, come on. You can't get more awesome than that, can you? I joke. Anyways, hopefully you guys all had a great Christmas and a great holiday season. We got New Year's coming up. You know, some really good things are in the work. Just so many weird things that are happening, guys. I mean, also just in this patriot movement, you know, just people make mistakes, things happen. Just don't let it sidetrack any of you. Sometimes it does to people and sometimes it doesn't, but it's important that we realize, I mean, there's only Satanists and pretty much like everybody else. There's good people versus the Satanists. And like I said, the Satanist people are like way high up. Okay. And there's very few of them. And like I said, there's us patriots. So in this movement, I know sometimes there's a little bit of, you know, infighting. There always kind of is, just because we're people and we kind of do that ourselves. Just wanted to give you guys encouragement. Whenever you see this crazy stuff happening, just don't let it deter you. Because when it does, it just, nobody really gets anywhere. Nobody really gets anywhere. Of course, there's drama in this movement just because us as human beings, I mean, our sinful nature, we just like the drama. Okay. And this is coming from me, a female, of course, who obviously love the drama, but sometimes men do it too. So it's not necessarily a gender thing or a sex thing. It's not necessarily that. Both sides can do it. So just, it's okay. You can still love your people and it's okay. You love both sides. Cause like I said, on some of these issues, I love the people on both sides and it's okay. We're all on the same side. We're all on the same side. We need to love one another, support one another. And just remember that we ourselves are not the enemy. People who we may disagree with, who we may not see eye to eye, we're not the enemy here. We're all on the same side. And we want to see the bad, evil Satanists swinging from a tree. So, and I'm not talking about a tire swing, if you know what I mean. Okay. So with that being said, I'll go and share the screen. It's okay. Like I said, just things, you know, happen and, just be yourself and just continue to love one another, obviously. And also just help support one another. And so, cause we all need that. Cause like I said, the deep state, they are going down. Everybody's reporting that they're going down. They know they're going down. They're getting more and more dangerous and they're trying to, I don't know why we're surprised that they'll try to make us infight amongst ourselves because they're trying to get us to attack one another rather than realizing like, hey, wait a second, we're all on the same side. We want to destroy the deep state. We want to destroy the evil cabal that like, I mean, torture children and adrenochrome and the traffic children and that have killed people and that have caused things like 9/11. Like we want to kill those people. Like, yeah, like we want those people dead. So just don't let the drama get to you. It's okay. Cause like I said, if it's not one thing, it's usually another. Something else comes along. There's always a new kind of like drama or scandal or something that goes on, but that's people. And so let's just remember we're all on the same side. And like I said, don't even fight amongst yourselves either. Like, I mean, your friends, family and stuff, you can still like your people. It's okay. I know, but like I said, drama. Big fat llama drama. I think that's in the song. Llama drama. like big fat llama drink. It's like the, that with the, that, don't worry, I'm not doing the Satanist thing. I know this, well, actually this is a Satanist thing, but it's like the big fat llama drama, something like that. It's like llama drama or something. I don't know, which actually doing it now, I'm like, since that's, I think one of the satanic symbols, probably the deep state created it, but it's a cute song. It's a cute song. Llama is a cute song. And you just don't do the hand motions anymore. Anyways. Okay, guys, so much is going on in mainstream right now. Just guys, the whole narrative is falling away. I mean, like I said, Chris Wallace, the mainstream media isn't talking about it because they're trying to keep it hush hush. But I mean, like I said, first CNN show, the first one that was on Sunday, got like the lowest ratings in cable news history, in cable news history, which is so funny because of course he went over to CNN. We know he's a bad one. And stuff. And of course he got the worst ratings like in TV news history, which I thought, I just started cracking up laughing. And stuff, like I said, got so much going on with the Evergreen. Like I said, everybody is keeping their lips sealed about it. They just keep pushing it back and pushing it back, which is pretty funny. They just keep pushing it back. Faces dollar bond coupons after recent defaults. The company was deemed a defaulter after not paying other coupons. And like I said, this is from Bloomberg. Builder has $255 million of interest due Tuesday on two notes. Okay. And obviously they're not paying anything. So like I said, everyone's kind of kicking it down the road, but it's going to happen. Already markets are starting to kind of like, I think we're supposed to see like, I see here their stocks up. I mean, they're in default and their stocks up. That's not, no, their stock is not up if they're in default. I mean, that's not, so you can see it being manipulated like right here. And stuff, but I think we're supposed to reach like historic highs in the stock market this week. Which I mean, with the inflation and everything, you're like, okay, inflation goes up and then the stock goes down. So inflation, it's an indirect relationship. For those, you know, the statistics and stuff, it's an indirect relationship. One goes up, the other goes down, and vice versa. Inflation is rising and then, oh, stocks are rising too. That doesn't happen. So, the bubble just keeps getting bigger and bigger. So we'll see if it pops on its own or if the good guys just take a pin and just do something with it. So either way, it's going to pop. It's not a question of if, it's a matter of when. And so, and I found this ironic. Stay on top of, this is from Bloomberg, like saying like your free trial or like your free month, your monthly limit of free content is about to expire. Stay on top of historic market volatility, which is exactly what's happening. So they're actually admitting it's historic market. It's just, it's really funny. But even like I said, that's some of the economics mainstream stuff, but this is also kind of mainstream. A reporter accidentally says that the Pope is dead. Listen, guys, listen to this clip.
Available to those most in need. His death was announced.
His death was announced.
And finally, he said vaccines should be made available to those most in need. His death was announced.
She actually says his death was announced. And we know that he's going to, I'm pretty sure. Honestly, there are so many people now that like are dead that we still see the body doubles and stuff. So I think that he's already dead. It's just they're going to announce it sometime soon, I think, is what like Charlie had said, I think. Maybe it's Simon. I don't know. Like I said, there are so many people like out here with good intel and stuff. Sometimes you kind of forget where you heard something from. But either way, the Pope's going to be announced that he's dead sometime soon and stuff. And so, like I said, whether this is the good guys kind of slowly letting people grasp the idea of the Pope being dead or whatever this was, either way, she accidentally said it, but there are no coincidences that are happening right now. Usually everything that's happening on a massive scale is like connected and stuff. So how this plays into it, I don't know, but it is playing into it somehow. So the White House have it all in control. They're good and stuff. Okay. And like I said, this stuff is happening and more of it is getting exposed like on mainstream media, in the main front. Like I said, The Matrix Resurrections, guys, go watch that movie. I am telling you, that thing is loaded. And the biggest, I'll probably go through and watch it again because I've only still watched it once, but I need to go back through again and take notes and stuff because I'll probably do an episode that's pretty much just, or maybe a few episodes that are kind of like on decoding some of the stuff in The Matrix or finding like quotes, or maybe if there are things in the background or whatever, be like, oh, this and stuff. So, but the main part of the Matrix is that Neo and Trinity go back into the Matrix, meaning that they, okay. Cause at the end of the third movie, they crash into like one of the module or things or whatever, but instead of the aliens letting them die whenever they crash in and get like the shock or whatever in the real world, instead, the aliens keep them alive and just hook them back up to the Matrix. And then they stay in there for 60 years and stuff. So that's, like I said, I think the White Hats are involved at the higher ups and even the lower downs, they're a lot more than even what we think, like mainstream media, news sources like Facebook, Twitter and stuff. But the point of that being, you can get sucked back in. Because, I mean, if Neo and Trinity in the movie, who are like the two like main characters in the movies, if they can get put back in to it, I mean, guys, we all need to be careful just that we don't get sucked back in, whether it's getting sucked into all the drama and then trying to find out who's a good guy, who's a bad guy. I think there are a lot more good guys. Like I said, it's just everybody just kind of likes to fight a little bit. But that's the thing I think we need to all realize. It's like, it's possible to get sucked in, even the best of us. And as Christians, we know that because the Apostle Paul talks about if it were possible, I think it was Paul. Yeah. That even in the end times, like the very elect would be deceived, but Christians could be deceived. And I think there's a lot of that going around right now. So just stay the course, just continue doing your stuff, your regular job. Okay. That being said, like I said, okay, I didn't know this until my dad brought it up. Like yesterday. And then I was like, oh my gosh, why didn't you tell me that Q was actually in Star Trek? Q was a character and a race in Star Trek from back in 87, Star Trek Next Gen. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, what is going on here? And yeah, it is Q is the Federation designation for an impudent, self-superior, and sometimes malevolent being from the otherwise mysterious Q continuum, which there's Q there, and it's like a malevolent being that uses small people kind of like as a game. He'd use it as a game and stuff. So like I said, I don't know exactly much about it, but I mean, Q being in Star Trek Next Gen. So I have a feeling, I haven't seen any of the episodes, but my dad wants me to go back and watch some of the episodes with Q in it. So I'm going to try to go back probably and find them, because that's kind of a big deal that there's Q in there. I've not heard it at all out here that Q is in Star Trek. And I'm like, I have a feeling that, you know, that plays somehow into this, like what we're seeing. Cause that was back in 87. So that was what, 30 years ago? Yeah, that was 30 years ago. So over 30 years ago, 87, 34. So I don't know what that means, but I'm like, I mean, Q is right there. So, and the fact about being like a malevolent type being that like knows everything and all that. And I'm like, so don't exactly know who Q is or who was over it at a time. Like I said, it could have gone back and forth to people, but either way and stuff. And like I said, I mean, Star Trek Next Gen was back in 87. So that's kind of a big deal. Guys, there is so much going on here. It's like not even... It's almost hard to believe in a sense. I'll go and stop share. It's almost hard to believe in a sense. And I get that probably some of you are like, who's good? Who's bad? What's the plan? What's the good guys doing? How does this fit into it? And like I said, I get that. I get that because I'm like, I sometimes find myself being like, I wonder, is so-and-so a troll or a mole? Is this what the good guys are going to do or whatever? And it's okay to do that because like I said, it's a little bit fun. My dad and I have conversations like about sometimes like, oh, I wonder if that's how they're going to do this, if the good guys are going to do it like this way and stuff. And like I said, it's okay to do that. Just don't make sure you lose sight. Make sure that you don't focus so much on an individual tree that you lose sight of the forest. And that was actually from Linwood. I saw that on his Telegram channel. It was something like that we get too much focused on individual trees and we lose sight of the whole forest. And I loved that from Linwood because I was just like, that is awesome. Because it's kind of, you know, as humans, sometimes we get too focused on a little thing when you have to like zoom out and see the entire vastness of what we're in. And like I said, that's where we're in now. Like I said, the deep state, the evil, they're not your child. They're not your like childhood little bullies that just kind of push you to the ground. I mean, they're evil satanic people who would kill you in a heartbeat. And we need to realize that, like I said, they're a very dangerous enemy. A lot of them have already been, you know, taken out, dealt with, and stuff, but there are still some that are, and they're still trafficking children. And they're still killing people with these injections, with bioweapons. Don't put word of my mouth on that. and that's what we're dealing with. So, like I said, COVID's a bioweapon, and whatever happened at certain events, some people believe it was a bioweapon, some people don't. It's either way, there are going to be more bioweapons released, whether it was or not at an event in Dallas. There are going to be more bioweapons released to the masses, like COVID-19 is and stuff. And we're going to have to realize that, like I said, these are dangerous people, but the good guys have this, President Trump and them. Like I said, don't get hung up on him mentioning the vaccine. Okay. I don't know what his end game is. I do not know what I don't know what that is. Just don't turn on him. I'll tell you that. Do not do that. Just don't. Because there's always a reason for it. And also let us remember that President Trump lied and told people he was bankrupt just to see, he feigned bankruptcy just to see who his real friends were. So this is a man who, like I said, he's okay with lying because he wants to see who's on his side. And in war, you have to do that. You have to lie sometimes. And you have to deceive. And is that what he's doing? I don't know. He knows. And like I said, the higher-ups know. And the good guys know. Either way, we don't need to be turning on him or each other because we need him and the military and the higher-ups, the Q team, the good guys, the white hats, because we can't do this ourselves. We can't do it ourselves. Because the bad guys would just blow us up. I mean, I don't mean that in a bad way, but this is more just me trying to give you guys a pep talk. Like, it's okay. This stuff is happening. And trust me, the good guys have it under control. We just need to make sure we're staying encouraged. We're encouraging other, we're, you know, coming at, we're stepping up at the local level, like running for school board, running for governor, running for Senate, all that stuff, like protecting our children, protecting our communities, our neighbors, our families, our friends. So keep waking people up in the election fraud and the COVID stuff. So it's like, you know, we got our hands full. I've said that many times before. We've got our hands full with dealing with this stuff. President Trump and them are doing their stuff, the military tribunals, wherever they're going on. And whoever has already been there. Like I said, they're doing their things. We just need to do ours. It's a joint effort. It's a joint task here. It's a joint effort. Think about it like a sports team. Not everybody can be the quarterback. Not everybody can be the running back. And I don't know much about sports, and those are the only two football people that I can think. I'm not a big sports person. So not everybody can do the same thing. Everybody's got something different that they're gifted at that another person isn't as gifted in. And that's what you need to do. Whatever you're gifted in, whatever you're passionate about, do that at the local level. And stuff with waking people up on your Facebook feed is good, then do that. Guys, like I said, I'm doing podcasting here. Like I said, my dad's doing, he has his Facebook people that he's helping to wake up and helping to encourage and stuff. So everybody's got a place in this. It doesn't matter whether you're smaller or whether you're less well-known or more well-known. It doesn't matter. All of us are part of this. So just stay encouraged and continue to encourage these. It's okay to love your people. Like I said, I'm not going to be on here and talk about anybody because honestly, I love people on both sides. I love the people on both sides. I like the people on both sides of a lot of these issues who are caught, that are causing kind of contention back and forth. I love the people on both sides. And some of it, at least higher up, may not be as much of a fight as people think. Because you know what's in the art of war? Feign disorder. And crush your enemy. Looks like some disorder in the Patriot movement. Doesn't it? Feign disorder from people who you know are very orderly and suddenly just kind of turned. Feign disorder and crush your enemy. Because whenever he gets cocky, he gets sloppy. And so if he thinks they think that we're fighting amongst ourselves or whatever. So either way, time's going to tell. Just there's always more to the story. And it's okay if you don't know what the rest of that story is right now. Like I said, we got our hands full. So hopefully this is encouraging you guys. Cause like I said, I know this stuff can be crazy times, but this stuff is good. It's happening. And we are all going to get through this together. And we're going to really love what is on the other side. President Trump has said, we are going to love what is coming. And I can tell you guys with the currency, like the revaluation, and actually whenever this revaluation happens, there's going to be another round and stuff. So people who weren't in on the first one can maybe get in on some of the other ones or the next one that's coming around and stuff. And even if not, like I said, the prosperity of the world that's going to be on the other side of this is going to be amazing. And every single day, just continuing to realize that, get up, put one shoe after the other, and just keep doing what you're doing while waking people up and while knowing that the stuff is happening. So take it from a 22-year-old who hopefully is encouraging to you guys, which hopefully I am since you guys are listening to me. So as always, love all you guys, love one another, encourage each other, stay encouraged yourself, and we will all get through this in one piece, maybe a little tattered, but you know, we're all going to get through this in one piece, and we're really going to love the other side of this. See y'all later.
Hello, fellow Patriots, and thank y'all for watching today's episode. I would also like to thank the sponsor for this episode today, Hero Soap Company. Handmade in the USA, these high-quality soaps smell absolutely amazing and get the job done. My personal favorite is the lavender scent, and there are multiple scents to choose from, depending on your own mood and preference. A portion of all sales also are donated to charities focused on helping veterans and first responders. From bar soap to body wash, shower accessories, and more, there are multiple options to choose from, and you will be supporting some amazing Patriots at the same time. Go to herosoapcompany.com and use promo code Hannah to get 10% off your order. There are so many amazing Patriot businesses out there in America today, and we all need to support them so that together we can defund the deep state and refund the kingdom. Until next time, this is your friendly neighborhood Patriot Hannah signing off, and remember, stay encouraged. Thank you for watching The Red Patriot Show. To find more of my content, resources, and where you can find all of my video platforms, as well as all the social media outlets I use, go to www.theredpatriotshow.com. That's www.theredpatriotshow.com. See y'all later.